They're going out tonight? No kids tonight, so everybody's out. Opening the doors to God's blessing, part three, deliverance and freedom from bondage. Anybody needs freedom from bondage tonight? Anybody? Anybody got any bondages going on? I think we all do to some extent. If you say, oh, no, I'm set free, then you need free to understand. You need to be set free from that too, because there's... We do. You know, we walk in abundance. We walk in good things, but some things still trip us up. Anybody? And I do that too. So I also need keys in my life and to apply the key to the doors of my life that need to be closed. Sometimes we need to lock some things up that's going on in our life. We need to understand that we have the power and dominion over the fowls of the air. We were at a Tuesday night's meeting talking about, you know, about living in the flesh and how we live in the soul and the spirit and how we're to live. And, you know, some of us try to live a Christian life in the flesh or in the body and in the things naturally of the world. We can't. It's a spiritual realm. We're going to be talking about that tonight. Amen? So using the keys or using God's keys to the kingdom to unlock and open the doors to God's blessings, part three. Who do you say that I am? Who do you say he is? We, in the last couple of weeks, have been opening up with the first thing we need to understand about keys is to know who God is in our life. Do we really understand how powerful God is in our life? Are we just trying to serve a God a certain way, saying, well, he's out there, he wants me to do something? No, we need to understand the fullness of who God is in our lives. Amen? Yes. Who do you say that I am? And he said, who do you say that I am? That's what God speaks to me. Amen? We're going to be in the book of Matthew tonight. I'm glad we got our overheads. We got a pretty good cable. Looks pretty clear, huh? Ain't it beautiful? Thank you, Jesus. We've been having some audio or video problems the last couple of weeks, but I think we might have it done. And then we just got to get the cords fixed up here. I want to thank my wife and the ladies for coming in and decorating the tree. By tomorrow, I'll have that thing plugged in. And then there's going to be snow coming from the ceiling. Reindeers. Like, yeah, right. Matthew 16 and 13 said this. When Jesus came into the region of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, saying, who do you say that I am? The Son of Man? I am? So they said, some say John the Baptist, some say Elijah, and others Jeremiah, or one of the prophets. And he said to them, but who do you say I am? Peter answered and said, you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. The first thing we must understand who God is, then we must understand who we are in Jesus, and that we have been set free. John 8 and 36 says this, therefore, if the Son makes you free, you shall be free indeed. That is the word of God. This is, how do we fight the enemy? How do we fight the elements of this world? How do we take dominion? It's through the word of God. Therefore, if the Son makes you free, you shall be free indeed. Today, we want to discover and uncover the underlying spiritual bindings that the devil believes he can and has for us, believing he can control and therefore destroy our lives. But the word of God says, the Spirit of God and Jesus himself says that we are set free. Let's pray tonight. Father, I thank you tonight that we are not only opening and exploring the word of God, but Lord, we are opening a door of dominion over the things of this world, over the elements of our lives, over the things that think that, and even the enemy, the devil that thinks he can have control, those spirits that want to take control of our mind, our body, everything about it, Lord, we have been given dominion because you have set us free of the bondages of this world, of this life. And Lord, tonight we apply the blood to this meeting. We apply the blood to this, the blood of Jesus to this teaching. Lord, we apply the Spirit of God and the Holy Spirit and say, Lord, this is hallowed ground. And Lord, that you're going to teach here. And Lord, what is said here will be said in heaven. And what is said in heaven and what is bound in heaven is bound. And what is bound on earth, it is bound here tonight, Lord, by the control of you, the Holy Ghost, Lord. Lord, we praise you tonight, and as you teach us through the word of God, we are not to be in bondage, but we are to be set free. And Lord, who you said, he that is free indeed, and Lord, you have set us free tonight. In Jesus' name, amen. Listen, there are a lot of ministries calling themselves deliverance ministries, where they teach that everything that we see has a demon attached. They say that. They said that everything, that has that everybody has a demon attached to them. I don't believe that. For the word of God says, he that free and free indeed. But there is deliverance ministries because there is deliverance in ministry. It's available tonight. And if you're not set free, you're able to be set free. And when you're set free, stay free. Just stay free. You know, I don't know about you, but I was locked up at a time, and there was a time I was locked up. I didn't go right back and say, you know, I might get in a little trouble later. Can I do my time now for it? No, nobody does that. So why would we do that in the spirit and the things of God and in our lives? We don't need to. He that is free has been free and is free indeed. Amen. Everything a person does is because of the demon inside them, and they need to be delivered. And if their ministry doesn't lay hands on them, they're not delivered. That's not true. There isn't certain ministries, or if you got a demon, you have to go to a certain ministry. See, the ministry isn't the one that delivers tonight. We need to understand something. We serve a God that delivers. Pastor Dennis has no power yet, but the power that God gives me to lay hands on the sick. See, I don't have the power to deliver, but I do have the power of the Word of God, which says, go to the elders of the church, have them lay hands on you, and that the sick shall be healed. And by no means nothing will harm me as well. See, there's scripture that says that this. Now, there are deliverance ministries. I'm not talking about that. There is ministry that's what they do. They have studied for it. There's faith ministries. There's teaching ministries. There's everything else. But we are equipped with all the gifts if we use the word to apply it. Amen? I'm not attacking deliverance ministries. I think they're awesome. But everything does not have a demon in it. Okay? Therefore, if the Son makes you free, you shall be free indeed. Not the ministry. Let's make that clear. The ministry never delivers you. Only the Spirit of God, the Holy Ghost, Jesus Christ, He paid the price. I didn't pay the price. That ministry didn't pay the price. They didn't give their life for you. The Lord, I wasn't broken like that broken bread, and I wasn't shed my innocent blood shed. I'm guilty. But He was, and we applied that same blood, just like we did over the meeting tonight. Oh, Pastor, I have the deliverance anointing. So do truck drivers. They deliver stuff every day. There's such a thing as deliverance ministry. And there are extreme cases of bondage and possessions. Let's take a look. Go with me to Matthew 4 tonight. Can I get another water, babe? Or maybe I can steal yours. I get excited when I sing. Hey, good job singing tonight. Didn't you do a good job? Don't our girls do a good job? Lynette, you did a good job tonight, too. The girls are stepping up. You know, if you want to sing, maybe you might want to sing and get up here and sing with us. You could do that, too. Well, now, from now on, we're going to have just Reuben and Anthony out there, and we'll all sing like that way. And then, wouldn't that be good? Everybody sing. We'll all get mics. I wonder what it'd sound like. Probably pretty good. But I love worship. Isn't the worship good? Those songs good, praise God. More of you, Jesus. Matthew 4 and 23, look at this. There are cases. And Jesus went about all Galilee, teaching in their synagogues, teaching, preaching the gospel of the kingdom and healing all kinds of sickness and all kinds of disease among the people. Then his fame went out throughout all Syria, and they brought to him all sick people who were afflicted with various diseases and torments. Say torments. And those who were demon-possessed, epileptics and paralytics, and they healed them, and the great multitude followed him from Galilee and from Decapolis, Jerusalem, Judea, and beyond the Jordan. So there is demonic forces that work to destroy our lives. But we are not all possessed with a demon. We just need to be delivered from some bad habits. Anybody got some bad habits? Only two of you? That's good. There's only three in the room. If you're getting this on CD, there's only two in the room. Anybody got bad habits? You might not have a demon in you. You might just have some bad habits. Anybody? Some of us preach things, and then, by the way, my wife is teaching or preaching on Sunday. I'm not going to even come because she said it's day to get even. Didn't you say that? You said to me last week. Oh, it's Communion Sunday. Yeah, she teaches on Communion. She says, you always let me preach on Communion Sunday because it's just short service. You know what? It's kind of funny because you always do that. But she says, can't wait till next week. It's payback. That's what she told me. So some of us have bad habits. The Bible says, come as you are. Listen, the Bible says, come as you are. But listen, we're not supposed to stay that way. Come as you are, but we're not supposed to stay that way. God's so good, amen. Oh, pastor, I'm not possessed by a demon. Then get your hands off your wife's neck. Do you think you might be bound in a few areas? Let's take a look and see if we can use some help from Jesus to set us free. How about addiction? Anybody? How about anxiety? Everybody get anxiety? I get anxiety sometimes. I'm just going to be honest with you. There's times I get anxious about some things. I think all of us kind of do it there a little bit. Anxiety. How about your attitude? Anybody need an attitude, Jesse? Anger, adultery, authority issues. Anybody? Self-approval, arguing, having to be right. Wives, don't look at your husband. We're talking about ourselves. Cheating, lying, critical, lust, drinking, denial, fear, gambling, hate, unforgiveness, pride, honesty, no patience, jealousy, judging, materialism, money, power, pride, profanity, self-control, temper, etc., etc. Anybody got any of these issues? Now I'm glad the room's full. Glory to God. I can go on and on. But what is God revealing to you right now in these areas? See, I believe as I spoke that, even if it wasn't written here, God is speaking to us because he's faithful. Is God hating on us because he's telling us some things about our life? No, God loves us so much that he's faithful to reveal things in our lives. See, he's given us keys to get unlocked the bondages in our life. There's areas that God really wants to bless us. We've been given dominion over everything in the earth, but you know, there's some areas and roadblocks that we put in our lives that does not allow us to get to the other side. And he's saying, tonight I'm giving you a key. So if God is revealing something even right now, he loves you that much that he'd be faithful to do that. So I can go on and on, but it's God revealing to you right now the areas in your life that you need attention. God is going to add another key to your keychain today. The key to open and unlock the cell doors to the things that have been keeping you shackled and in bondage to the devil. And a way to the fullness of God. Amen. Today we're going to get a grip. And I studied this before. We went through this a couple years ago. And I want you to remember something here. We kind of went through. Josh kind of reminds me sometimes. That's what brought this back up. And it says to get a grip on the devil's neck and squeeze the life out of him with the word of God. Amen. Some of us need to grab a hold of that demon, that devil, that ugly serpent. And just choke the life right out of him tonight. But you know what? Some of us are allowing him to spend far much too much time in our life. And tonight we're just going to lay hold on him. We're going to bind him up like he tries to bind us up. Amen? Listen to this. Matthew 4:1 said, then Jesus led up by the Spirit into the wilderness and was tempted by the devil. And when he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, afterward he was hungry. Now when the tempter came to him and said, if you are the Son of God, command these stones to become bread. But he answered and said, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. Then the devil took him up into the holy city, set him on the pinnacle of the temple, and said to him, if you are the Son of God, throw yourself down, for it is written, he shall give his angels charge over you, and in their hands they shall bear you up, lest you dash your foot against a stone. And Jesus said to him again, it is written, you shall not tempt the Lord your God. Again the devil took him up into an exceedingly high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world and their glory. And he said to him, all these things I will give you if you will fall down and worship me. And then Jesus said to him, away with you, Satan, for it is written, you shall worship the Lord your God, and him only you shall serve. Then the devil left him, and behold, angels came and ministered to him. The only way we can cast out demons is with the word of God. We must know the word of God. Do you know the word of God? I was talking to somebody, and even today, I like my mom. We went out, and my mom got blessed today. She got a brand new car. Glory to God. Brand new car, 2015. She got blessed today. She got the car she wanted. She got her price. She got her price, and the guy was trying to talk her down, and she was over there just ministering to this guy. And this guy was giving us an awesome testimony. Awesome. He was talking about how God, he was in a desperate place. He was losing everything, and he was a very wealthy man, and he was just losing everything. And my mom said, but do you read the Word of God? Are you reading the Bible? He said, no, but I got this relationship with God. She goes, you got to read the Word of God. You can be the most holiest person, but if you don't have the Word of God, you are useless. You are useless. Really, all you are is saved. You're like a baby. You're still on milk. The Bible says that it's the meat of the Word. And if we're just Christians and we're going day from day and we're praying and we're hanging out with Christians, but we're not feeding for ourselves. Look, the devil's a liar. He's trying to choke me up here. Ah, just swallowed him. I'm burping out later. But listen to me. Listen. We have to know the Word of God. See, Jesus said three times to the devil, for it is written. How did he tempt and how did he beat the devil? How did he get him out? He spoke the Word of God. It is written. And he spoke the Word of God over him. Today, you might be a very spiritual person, but if you're not reading the Word for yourself daily, you are starving your spirit to death. You might have a key on your keychain, but all it is growing rust because you cannot apply to no doors without knowing the Word of God. Well, Pastor, I don't have time to read. You have time to eat. You have time to do other things. Read what? I tell you what, read daily. You start to read and you're going to find yourself having a lot more time to read. Your hunger for it becomes greater. You start to want to know more. It starts to feed your spirit and your spirit becomes greater than your flesh. Amen. The Word of God is Jesus Christ. He is the Word. John 1:1 says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was what? Was God. Let's take a look at what demons think about Jesus. What do you think demons think about Jesus? You ever think about it? That's a trick question right there. I asked, what are demons? And all of a sudden I asked you, what do you think? No. But what do demons think about him? They hate him. Oh my God, he tormented them. Anybody ever been tormented? Man, I know. My mind's been tormented. I come out of the hospital. I was tormented for many years. And you know what? The Lord won that battle in my mind. He won. I believe that all that anxiety, I believe that all that, we talked about it on Tuesday night, the men's. I believe all that bipolarness, all that other mess, that's all demonic. It is. I guarantee you. All their chemical base are off. There ain't no chemical base. They need Jesus Christ. They need the Lord because that's demonic. All of it is demonic, and I tell you it is. Because I went through all that, even the hospital. I had my mom come in and tell me, you want to win that war, and I wanted to win. She said, then you need to get saved. And that Lord stopped those voices in my mind. He cleared it up. He gave me victory. Amen? Listen, let's take a look at what demons think about Jesus. Matthew 8:28 says this. When he had come to the other side of to the country of the Gergesenes, he met with two demon-possessed men coming out of the tombs, exceedingly fierce, so that no one could pass that way. And suddenly they cried out, saying, What do we have to do with you, Jesus? You Son of God, have you come here to what? Torment us this time? Listen to me. How many of you know when God is speaking to you? How many do you really know when God is speaking to you? I tell you what, all your hands should be up right now. I know when God is speaking to me. There's times that I do not listen to God. Anybody else, be honest. There's times that he's just saying, you know what, hey, I'm trying to get a hold of you, and you're just like, I don't have time. But you know he's speaking to you. But listen to this. Listen to this. Have you come here to torment us before the time? Say torment. Can demons be tormented? Yes. It says it in the Word right here. Can demons be tormented? Yes. Who torments us? The demons. They torment us. Voices, anxiety, lies. Who's the accuser? Do you ever just thought about somebody and you just don't like somebody? You ever reminded in the middle of the day that you don't like somebody? Oh, yeah, I don't like them. You ever just thought about somebody driving and you're just like, I don't like them? Who's reminding you that you don't like them? I tell you what, when you start to have a little anxiety about somebody, you start to think about what they've done, they're not bothering you. You're being tormented right then. That's a torment. It is. And then all of a sudden anxiety. And what about that bill? How are you going to pay that bill? Who's saying that? Someone said, well, I'm not tormented. I don't hear voices. You don't hear stuff like that? Verse 30, listen to this. Now, a good way off from there was a herd of many swine. Those are pigs feeding. So the demons begged him, saying, if you cast us out, permit us to go away into that herd of swine. And he said to them, go. So when they had come out, they went into the herd of swine. And they suddenly, the whole herd of swine ran violently down into that place, into a steep place, into the sea, and perished into the water. See, even the pigs don't want to be tormented. Listen. 33. Then those who kept them fled, and they went away into the city and told everything, including to what happened to that demon-possessed man. And behold, the whole city came out to meet Jesus. And when they saw him, they begged him to depart from their reason. Listen to me right here. Have you ever chosen something over God? All of a sudden, somebody's so sick and he's healing. The blesser's there. He's removing all sickness. He's removing all debt. He's removing everything in our life. But all of a sudden, we don't want no part of Jesus. Ever think about this? You ever want anything more than you want the Lord? No, we don't serve other gods here. No. Oh, God, just give me that man and I swear. Whoa. You give me that motorcycle and I swear. There's sometimes we want more of something else than we want from God. Now, these guys, they didn't leave because they were going over to say, look what God was doing. They were angry because they just wiped out their business. See, these guys raised those pigs for monetary gain. And they were angry. They're saying, Lord, we don't want you here because you're wiping out my money. So watch out when we start to say, I want some doors opened in my life. What doors are we opening or asking God to open? Are they going to become greater gods than the God that's opening the door? I'm talking about keys tonight. See, the Lord is so faithful. I mentioned on Sunday morning that he will open doors in our life. He will open up every door. If we ask him hard enough, he'll say, I'll give you what you want, knowing they're even bad for us. But watch. Watch this. Verse 34 again said, and behold, the whole city came out to meet Jesus, and when they saw him, they begged him to depart from their region. Today we are given the keys to torment demons. The keys to unlocking the shackles of the enemy has put on you, and you are no longer a POW, prisoner of war. But first we must escape. How? How do we get out of it? We got to learn. We're asking God all the time, Lord, bless us. Bless us here. Bless us out. Next week, we're going to be talking about receiving and giving. We need to understand something. There's so much time that we want to receive so much, but are we willing to sow to get? The God is a, God, is a faithful God. He tells us in his words and stuff. There's keys that we got to do to everything. How do we escape first, and do we really want to be out? You know, I tell the story of the guy that had a broken arm, and he came to a healing meeting, and he wanted to see if it was real. Came up to the healing meeting, and he went up to the front, and they're telling him, come on, brother, God wants to heal your arm. And he says, oh, no, I'm on workman's comp. I can't go up tonight. That's a true story. Oh, no, I'm on workman's comp, and they see me raise my hands. I got people taking pictures of me. Then you don't want to be free. See, some of us use the things like this bondages to live a lifestyle. I'm speaking to myself here a little bit. I think I should be speaking to everyone today. There's things we allow in our life as a weakness, as a self-destruction that holds us back from the fullness of God. How do we escape? I want everyone to make a fist. Come on, go with me tonight. We're going to make a fist. Make that fist. You know how. Easy, do it at your wife or your husband. Look at her. She got two of them. Two of them. She's even standing up. Make that fist. Say, you got it? Now I want you to think of this every time the devil tries to put you in bondage. To make a fist and to grip it tight and show it to him. Come on, show it to him. She's showing it to me. Show it to the devil. I'm not the devil. I'll tell you what, man. When that devil starts to do something in your life, show him that. Show him that. You know what? I want to bind you up right now. It is written. Watch this. Make that fist. Make that fist. Come on. We already start doing it tonight. Come on. Let's do it. Come on. Fist. Devil's doing so. He's got my kids. Oh, I got you. I got you right here. Come on, man. You're holding on to my bind. The Lord said that he was going to make us rich. And that is no sorrow. I'm not talking about money and just overwhelming. I'm talking about every need provided in my life. Oh, I got you, devil, now. I'll hold you. Come on, make the fist. Hold on to him. Hold on. Show it to him. Show it to him. Show it to him. Show it to him tonight. Watch. Because it reminds him that we're going to choke him to death with the word of God. Let's see. Okay, make a tight grip. Grip. We're going to spell it out. G stands for God first. Who do you say I am? The G in grip is for God first. Are we putting God first in our life? Who do you want out of life? I tell you, I want the fullness of God because I know what God can do in our life. I've seen it. I've seen people in his life and he's no respecter of persons. My mom was talking about Bill Winston and his life and he says he puts something on his, he lives by faith and we've always lived by faith in putting that picture and believing God. And so I have that picture on your refrigerator. Well, it's better than having lasagna because if I put lasagna in there, I'm going to eat it. I'll get it. But get the car, get the church, get the things put on there. Start believing for God. Start sowing a seed toward it. See, I know how God works, but he's put God first. He just didn't say, Lord, show who you are and give it to me. No, he put God first. Amen. G stands for God first. What comes next? R. R stands for repentance. You must let go and let God. Ask God to take over and release you from your sins and shortcomings, and stay right in that place of God. Make a mistake, repent. R comes as G, God first. Second part is repent. Sometimes it's so hard to repent. Man, it's so hard. You know you're doing wrong. Hell, yeah, I know. I know, God. It's just who I am. He's telling you, he keeps telling you what you're doing, but you're saying, I know. I know. Yeah, I get it, God. Mm-hmm. I do, yeah. But then just repent. Lord, forgive me. It's simple. It's simple. Sometimes we're choking ourselves. Choke the devil. Repent. What's next? I stands for invest. We must be investing in the reading and the knowledge of his word. Are you investing in your future? Man, there's people that are very rich in the world and things of the world because they know how to invest. I don't want to invest in the things of the world. I want to invest in the things of the kingdom, of the Spirit of God. Am I doing my investment? Am I reading and sowing into the kingdom of God? Am I investing in God, in the word, in the power? It is written, Jesus told the devil and he fled. The only tool, the only weapon he has is the written word. That we have is the written word of God to combat and defeat the enemy. We must invest time and devotion to reading the Bible. I'm not talking about listening to the radio or watching Christian TV. Some of us, we're really engulfed. We're watching TV. We're all 24 hours listening to praise worship, and you're being led by the Spirit of God. Believe me, that's good stuff. Get into that. Get as much as you can. Don't watch secular TV. My wife is always watching Christian TV, prayer, this and that. But are you investing in your own life, or is people only investing in you? There's good stuff out there, and I tell you, there's some bad stuff out there too. You can't get it all from a ministry. You have to get it for yourself. It's like in a baby, you're just being fed with the milk and the milk and the milk. There comes a time when you got to chew the meat of the word. Are you allowing him to invest in you? Hallelujah. P, grip. G-R-I-P. P stands for what? Prayer. Are you in bondage today? How is your prayer life? Are you in bondage today? How is your prayer life? Prayer life, the communion with God, that time with God. We're having communion on Sunday. How do you communion? People ask me all the time, what is communion? It's communion with God. It's communication. It's spending time with Him. Anthony was talking about walking in the garden and spending the time face to face with God. We sang this song today. What do you think, that you can't see the face of God? Starts talking to Him. His face will be in your face.
Hallelujah.
Starts there's praying and He'll be right there, the presence of God. What does He say? I never leave you nor forsake you.
Yeah.
So He's there. So P stands for prayer. Are you in bondage today? How is your prayer life? Jesus, in the garden, before going to the cross, before going through the hardship, He must endure and went to prayer. Matthew 26 and 36 said this. Then Jesus came to them in a place called Gethsemane and said to the disciples, sit here a while and I'll go pray over there. And He took with Him Peter and two sons of Zebedee, and He began to be sorrowful and deeply distressed. Then He said to them, my soul is exceedingly sorrowful, even unto death. Stay here and watch with me. What was He talking about? He was talking about investing in the same way that He was. God gave so much. And how did He do it? He did it through God. He invested His whole life into the Lord. Our Lord God to His Father, He invested His whole life, paid the price for all of us. He invested in us. He's saying, now go watch. Can we watch with Him for a while? Are you praying every day? I'm not talking about praying for yourself. I'm talking about praying for others. See, Jesus went to the garden for the whole world. He said, I'd die and pay the price for all who receive me. Are we praying? Are we interceding? Then He went a little farther, verse 39, and fell on His face and prayed, saying, O Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not as I will, but as You will. Jesus shows us when we're in the most frightening place that we can begin, that we can be in and go to prayer, and we will find peace.
Amen.
When you're in your worst place, when the torment's the worst, when you're at your worst fear, when you're in the worst, this guy today gave us a testimony that he was just so done. His heart was pounding. He's ready to die. He felt like he was just going to explode. That he went to prayer and God sent somebody to him. Knocked on his window and said, can I help you? And then spent time with him and prayed with him and led him. But see, you know what? We have to enter in first. We have to let go of our own will. We have to say, God, I need Your help. We can't quit trying to do it on ourselves. We can't just say that I can do this thing. We have to humble ourselves. We have to say, God, I need Your help. And then when I knock on the door, He says, if He knock and I open it to Him, He comes in. How's your prayer life today? Is everything a demon? No. Are there demons that can bind us down? Yes, but you can be set free. How do you defeat the enemy? With the Word of God. So we got to learn this tonight. We got to grab a hold of this. Most of us hear this, but we haven't laid hold of it. We got to use the Word of God. Someone says, man, Pastor Dennis, you really know how to pray. I said, I really don't. But you know what I do know? The Word of God. So what do I pray? The Word of God. The more Word I read, the more I pray the Word of God. Someone, they tell me that all the time. My wife used to say, that's the only reason she loved me, because she goes, man, when you pray, I feel the anointing. See, it wasn't my good looks. I used to pray and she'd go. She says, you're a very powerful man. Then I see you with my eyes. Have we been set free? Romans 6 and 15 says that. What then? Shall we sin because we are not under the law, but under grace? Certainly not. Do you not know that whom you are present yourselves slaves to obey, you are not one slaves whom you obey, whether of sin leading to death or of obedience leading to righteousness? But God be thanked that through you were always of sin, yet you obeyed from the heart, from the phone of doctrine to which you were delivered. And having been set free from sin, you became slaves of righteousness. Glory. I speak in human terms because of the weakness of your flesh. Wow. This is powerful. If you want to read something again, if you say, I need to get in the Word, go back here. Okay? Which you were delivered. Verse 18. And having been set from sin, become slaves of righteousness. I speak in human terms because of the weakness of your flesh. For just as you presented your members as slaves of uncleanness, of the lawlessness leading to more lawlessness, so now present your members as slaves of righteousness to holiness. In the same way we used to give over our lives to debauchery, we should be giving more of our life to the things of God. Oh man, I loved a party. I was a party animal. Gave my life over to debauchery. But can I, now that I serve God, which is a slave to Christ, give far more of the glory to God and live in the holiness of God? He's saying, get a hold of this right now. In your flesh and in your weakness, some of us are still trying to live God in the old frame of mind. We can't live with the old frame of mind. We got to enter into the righteousness of God. We are no longer of sin. We are slaves of righteousness. In the same way we used to give everything we could to the things of the world, we now easily, because of a being of righteous, can live in the righteousness of God. We don't have to think and be slaves the way we were, because we are no longer slaves of this world. We are slaves to Christ, but Christ says that we are free. Listen, listen. For when you were slaves of sin, you were free. Verse 20, in regard to righteousness, what fruit did you have then in these things of which you are now ashamed? For the end of those things is death, or were death. But now, having been set free from sin and having become slaves of God, listen to this, you have your fruit to holiness and to the end of everlasting life. So where your old life was going to take you straight to hell, your new life's taking you straight to eternal life. See, we don't even know that we're saved. We don't even know that we're set free. See, something keeps telling me that we're bonded. You ever tell somebody, oh, you're just still that same old person. Anybody ever tell you that? Grab them by the neck. No, not the person. I'm talking about the devil. Get a grip. I'm not talking about this, because people aren't demons. Sometimes we think people are demons. But we got to get that devil. When that devil starts telling you you're just like you used to be, you say, no, that guy is dead. I am now a slave to righteousness. I am now a new creation in Christ. All things have passed away. All things, see, this is the word of God. All things have become new. I am not that thing. The old man is dead. The new man is risen. I just hold him right there. And I hold him just like that. He's like dangling. I don't want to let go. I want to beat him up for a little bit. I want to torment the demons. Say, I am not that person. God says who I say I am. You don't. Come on. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. Are you still struggling with issues of sin? Then you're a slave to sin. But you have been born again, and you are no longer a slave to sin. So grab that devil by the neck and squeeze the life right out of him. Squeeze him. Come on, come on. It's somebody else, man. I got my devil right here. I got a demon. I got him right here. Got him. Not in my strength. Not in my strength. Not in my strength. The Lord has given me his word to hold him. Not in my strength. Not me. Not my righteousness. The Lord Jesus Christ. Hold the devil by the neck and squeeze the life out of him. Open that door to your victorious life. Come on, somebody get a grip. Come on. Hold him up tonight. That's the devil in the hand. Don't let him go. Don't let him back in. Throw him out. Boom. Throw him out. Listen to this. In this house were demons. And the Lord said, I'm going to come and I'm going to clean your house. So he says, he came in. He said, open the doors and do this at home. Open the doors and open the windows. And what he did is he went and he cleansed the house of spirits. And that's what we do when we go pray over people's houses. He said, now I have made this house clean. Now fill it with the things of God. Far too often that the Lord is cleansing our house. He's cleansing our life. We come to the altar and we get saved by God. Oh, Lord, thank you. I'm made right. And then we start letting that stuff right back in. He said, now listen to me. I'm going to tell you how the demon works. and how the Bible says it works. He said, unless you fill it, unless you keep it clean with the things of God, the problems that you had before become seven times worse. I'm not giving no glory to the enemy right now. I'm telling you right now, some of us need to clean our house. Some of us need to clean the temple. Some of us need to clean some things up. Lord, I'm hearing you. Clean it up. Listen to this. Stay in the things of God. See, where I came from in that mental institution and hearing those voices, death, suicide, all that mess, the abuse, the being, all that nonsense, I can't go back. That was the worst. I couldn't take even 1%, but seven times stronger, no way. But the Lord said, what I have made clean, it's clean indeed. What I have cleansed is cleansed. And in this house, don't allow those things back into your lives. Man, you grab the devil, you get rid of him, you cleanse it, you let him out, and you close the door. You stay in the righteousness of God. Are you perfect? No, but he is. Amen. Come on, somebody, get a grip. Don't let the devil take control right now, because we're going to ask God to deliver some of us right now. And if you're serious about having the power and the victory, shut the enemy's mouth right now with the word of God. Repeat after me right now. Listen. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. Right now.
No
weapon formed against me shall prosper. That's the word of God. Listen when I'm done. Listen. And every lying tongue shall fall to the ground. Say it. And every lying tongue shall fall to the ground. See, this is the word of God. People talking about you, bind them. Not them. Bind the demon. Some of us are trying to go after people like they're the demon. They're not the demon. There's a force behind them. If they are accusing you, and there's the Bible says there's one that's accused of the brother. And he's not talking about no person. He's talking about the devil. He is the accuser of the brother. They're not the demon. We're not choking the right people. We need to be choking the devil with a grip. We're trying to choke humans and brothers and sisters and family members and things. And the Lord's trying to restore relationships. He's trying to make us healed. And we're holding them back because we're holding the wrong thing. We're doing things we're not supposed to be doing. God's trying to free us from things, not to put us back in bondage. He's trying to get us free. Are you listening? Hallelujah. Listen, every tongue shall fall to the ground and have no power over me right now in Jesus' name. Let's do it again. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. Come on. No weapon formed against me shall prosper right now, and every lying tongue shall fall to the ground and have no power over me right now in Jesus' name. Now, if you've been struggling, listen, if you've been struggling in any area that the Holy Spirit has been revealing to you, come and we're going to cast out that demon tonight. We're going to cast it out tonight. No joke, right now, I'm telling you what. The Lord, the Spirit of the God is in this room right now because we have already spoken the word of God. And if there's something going on in your life and you want to be serious, or don't do it at all. Because I'll tell you what, if you're not serious of it, seven times worse. If you say, now the Lord cleanse me, he's going to cleanse you. And if you're not that, it's going to be worse. Especially if you're broke or if you're tormented. But if there's something in your life and you're saying, Pastor Dennis, right now I want to be, there's things in my life that I want done, come. We're going to pray right now. Anybody, come on, there's got to be. If everybody's perfect here, I'll tell you why. There's some things right now. Is the devil after you? Is he holding some things? Is he holding on some family members? He's holding on to you? Is there anybody? I'm telling you what, get up here right now. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Right now.